Sir, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Ambassador. And I would also like to thank SRSG for his briefing, especially with regards to his visit to New York and the coordination between New York and Geneva, which I'm sure he has taken very seriously, and we have been looking forward to hear from him. I couldn't agree more, Madam Ambassador, with my previous colleagues, that Sendai framework itself does never came from a void. It was a successor of Hugo framework, which has actually proven that member state could do and has done much to reduce disaster risk reduction over the years when they came together. So we have an intergovernmental framework, we have an intergovernmental agreement, and a fantastic document at our hand, which has legacy of success and legacy of saving lives. Not seeing that legacy reflected properly in the World Humanitarian Summit would be a tremendous opportunity missed. And we would like to strongly support the call for coordination among our colleagues here so that we can put ourselves together and to see how strongly we can put Sendai framework in the World Humanitarian Summit. To my delegation, it should be one of the core call from all the member states. And to that end, I would just like to get an idea from SRSG regarding the further engagement of member states to the whole process, because to tell you very frankly, we still are not sure how the inputs from the member states are going to be reflected at the outcome document of the of this summit. So if you have any clarity on that, I would deeply appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.